Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. You are too. Because today we're talking about the trust. It's actually a show
on Netflix. It's like one of those reality game shows.
Yes, and I hate to even admit that I watched this, but I did because it's a sociology experiment in real time. And I found it so interesting because there's a trust of money, $250,000. And then a group of strangers come together.
11 people.
And literally, it is almost like Lord of the Flies because they get to pick who divides the trust. And if nobody votes, then they all divide the trust of money equally. Yeah.
So the more that they can vote people off and say, I don't trust you, I don't want you here, then their percentage goes up.
So it's kind of like Survivor, where literally they're voting each other out, or they can choose to be a team and everyone wins. Everybody wins. And the reason that I find this so fascinating is because I've really been studying. There's a whole generation of kids where there's this mindset. It's almost like the pendulum swings over time. When I grew up, there was a winner and a loser. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I grew up.
And only the winning team, only the winning team won a trophy or an award. The person who wins gets the recognition. And then as I've gotten older, it feels like my nieces and nephews, whenever they are involved in any activity, everybody wins.
A lot of times keep the score.
Everybody gets a participation medal. In fact, a lot of times with T-ball, they say, well, you know what? We don't keep score because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So everybody wins. And they're really trying to, I guess, this is a whole topic in itself, to be honest with you.
It also teaches kids how, like, whatever they do, they can't lose. Like, it doesn't teach them to deal with that feeling of, crap, I want to win.
And their whole reasoning behind it is, well, we're focusing on team building and we're focusing on just having fun and we're focusing on just enjoying the activity. You know, we want to take the competition out of it. So this show that Jason and I watched is called The Trust. And basically, it is like Survivor without nature. It is all built around a pot of money. And it really shows how, you know, everyone might say, well, yeah, let's have a team mindset. Everybody wins. Let's all split the money. However, when they get behind that voting booth where nobody can see what they actually put down, then greed starts to get the best of them and they say, you know what, I want so-and-so out.
And also, not only the greed, but to me more impactful was all the insecurities and the fake beliefs that they come in with about this person has more than I do already. They don't deserve anything or as much as I get. I deserve more because I come from further back.
You're right, Jason. You really saw people's beliefs in money, which we could do a whole series of podcasts on money beliefs. And many people will say, I don't have any.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't have any baggage around money. Well,
or status or anything, whatever.
I think everybody does.
At some level and in some area. And what the thing is you don't see your blind spots. No one sees their own blind spots until someone else points them out.
And I mean,
or they get hit in the head by a 2x4.
In fact, I did this class where they said, write down all your beliefs about money. So what's a belief you have about money?
I believe that there's so much money out there and available that I just have to provide value to get it.
Okay, so you have to provide value in order to get money. That's the belief I heard.
People can give it to me because I feel like I live my life in a value-added way. Mm-hmm. I didn't always. I remember years ago where I was like, I have to work my ass off so I can prove that I'm worthy and I can go buy something that shows everybody that I'm worthy.
So some of the beliefs in this class that I was taking, people were writing down money is
evil.
Evil. That's
money
a
is the
very
root of all evil.
That's a very common one that you get. Or I don't deserve money. Or money doesn't come to people like me.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nobody in my family was rich. I'll never be rich.
This podcast is taking a little turn to the right, so we're not prepared for all of the money beliefs. But in this class, they had us write down all of our beliefs about money. And then they had us change the word money to brooms.
That's cool.
And when you said the sentence, like, so Jason said, I have to work hard in order to
get brooms.
Now, when you think about that.
Sounds stupid. I could just go get a broom anywhere.
Right?
I can even borrow brooms from the neighbors.
There you go. You could borrow brooms. You could work smarter to get brooms. You could provide value to get brooms. Actually, I think that's what you said. I have to provide.
I could trade something for a broom.
Yes, and when you say brooms are the root of all evil.
I'll never have enough brooms.
Brooms don't come to people like me, brooms only other
grow,
people.
Brooms don't grow on trees. They kind of do.
When you change it to brooms, it really changes our outlook, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the circle of trust. We're watching this show and it is crazy how when people get behind the voting booth, all of a sudden their inner beliefs about...
And their greed. It's their greed.
Yes.
Because for me, what I think of is if I was taken to this beautiful, amazing place in South Africa or wherever it was in Africa with some of the poorest people on earth and then Richard Branson, like some of the richest people on earth... And I'm kind of in the middle, but I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, wow, I just got a full-on paid vacation to this beautiful place with experiences. And I get to meet these new people.
And
I'm going to get $10,000 or whatever, almost $20,000 at the end of it?
$20,000 by not voting anyone out. By just not voting.
Everyone gets a paid
vacation?
Everyone
gets $20,000. However, when people get behind that voting booth, all of a sudden they're like, well, if I vote so-and-so out, then the pot...
Then I get $23,000.
...will be divided by less people. And if I can keep voting people out, then I get more money.
The other very interesting thing to me was, is when they got into the secret area, that they had an option to steal from the pot.
And most of them took that. Some of them didn't, but here's the thing.
There were some that said, I'm here for teamwork the whole time, and they stuck to their values and their morals. And then there are
and
other
maybe
people,
we're talking about integrity as well.
So the other people didn't see anything wrong with taking from the pot that was supposed to be split among everyone.
That is true.
Because they felt like they deserved it because of the hardships they had been through or where they were coming
because
from.
Because they've had a harder life.
And the other people didn't deserve it, and they didn't think the other people would ever find out.
That's key, is when people think, you know what, I can say one thing out in public and then do something different behind the scenes and nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
However, I think God always knows. God always knows.
And you know what? The truth always comes out.
The truth always comes out, and the truth will set you free. Because here's what those people didn't realize, is that when they were one way in front of everyone and then another way behind the voting booth, then they had to carry guilt.
Oh, yeah.
And their energy changed. And watching it from the outside, I'm like, you can totally tell.
And you're keeping your lie. You're trying to keep all these lies together because you know in your soul what you did.
And it started to weigh on them. It's really started to weigh on them. However, this one guy who was a cowboy, his name was Brian, he was so true to what he said and how he acted. Those two things were congruent at all times for him. He would say one thing and he would act in that exact manner, and he was completely transparent about it.
Yeah,
even when he voted for someone.
And he actually had to take money out of the trust, which is crazy because you could see him wrestling with this.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to take $30,000 out of the trust. That it was supposed to be traded with, was shared with everyone.
Uh-huh.
But the whole part about him, about it coming out was, it's coming out.
Uh-huh.
There is a big risk involved in this. Are you willing to take the risk, or do you want to pass this risk off to everybody, to the other people in the house, and as they have to experience it one at a time? He's like, so someone else is going to have, I love the way he stayed in his integrity the whole time.
He stayed in his integrity. And what I noticed is that when he did that, he was able to be happy and he was laughing. And because he was true to himself, he never once had to carry that.
Yeah, he came right out of there and told everyone, hey, this is what happened. It came with a big risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like if it was going to come out anyway, I didn't feel like putting you through all the risk, all the you 5-10 people, however
yes.
many people were left, through that risk of you may have to do something else. So I just said, I will accept the risk and stay true.
It's a really interesting social experiment because it felt to me like people who grew up being treated well and who had a mindset where they could spin positive and see the best in others, see the best in themselves, see the best in their circumstances, they tended to choose to see the best in others and to trust.
That
came down to trusting.
They tended to choose collaboration over competition.
And then it felt like some people who grew up
victimized
and felt like victims in their life and saw the worst in their circumstances, saw the worst in the people around them, saw the worst in themselves.
No one will ever love me.
They tended to see that in other people.
And act accordingly.
Yes. Yes.
I love watching these. I want to call them nasty real television, like
reality TV. But if you watch it with an eye of what can I learn from this,
yes,
it can be very educational in how we act as humans,
especially if it's not heavily produced. Right.
Yeah. Which we never really know.
Right. You don't know, but I could see people. I mean, they were explaining their actions all the time.
And
like
people
what their thoughts were behind it.
Really wrestling with, do I go with this team mentality or do I go for what will benefit me? What will benefit me? And you really hear their limiting beliefs come out. Like, you know what? These offers don't happen to people like me.
And it doesn't allow them to enjoy the experience of the present. Which is crazy to just watch how all these different thoughts and greed will steal your present from you, your presence, like
in the
moment.
I really suggest watching it and email us. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you see all these different lessons and all these different.
How do you think you would act in that?
Oh, okay. Real quickly. How would you act?
It's hard to tell. I mean, until you are presented.
I would like to think that I would be a cowboy Brian.
I feel like I would be a cowboy Brian. I don't know. I don't have the habit of reading my Bible every day like he did, but I do believe deeply. And I also think about how I want to be and spiritually and just how I want to show up in life. So I do feel like I would tend to always lean towards
integrity is,
but I also know that I get angry sometimes.
Integrity is,
and I react
doing behind closed doors what you do in public.
Yeah,
that is integrity.
I feel like
people with more integrity, you automatically trust them, I believe.
Well, I feel like I've been in situations before where integrity was in question, and I literally quit my job. Like, I quit a job one time because I was like, if you think my integrity is in question, then we're going to look at each other differently. Because I'm not that guy, and if I haven't shown you that already, then this is what it is. And they found out later that it was totally someone else that had done what happened. Because I don't want to throw anybody on the bus or the company under the bus. I wasn't allowed to quit, which is kind of weird. But I was.
You're not allowed to quit.
That's what
that's
what they said.
You're too valuable of an employee.
They didn't say that. They said you're not allowed to quit, and I believed them. Right? Like, oh my God. Okay. I translated that into you're too valuable to quit.
Right.
But what they were saying is you're not allowed. We don't want you to quit over this. But I was young and I was like, I'm not allowed to quit. Okay. It was crazy.
You just accepted it.
I did.
And the circle of trust. You're like, okay, yeah. If you say so.
It was just thinking back on it now, I'm like, that's crazy that someone said you're not allowed to quit.
And I was, you like, believed him.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. That's nuts. You can quit anything. I don't recommend it.
Thank but unless you for the you,
it
laugh.
Doesn't, unless it doesn't work in your values and social system or
thank you for the laugh. System. Yes. Thank you for the laugh. And again, I know that we were a little bit all over the place, but this social experiment was really impactful for both of us. And we just saw so many different lessons, so many different idiosyncrasies of the human
nature.
And we also saw limiting beliefs come out, and it just was really, really educational.
It's the human nature when you allow yourself to soak in and rest and become negative.
Thanks for joining us. Keep living lucky.
Amen.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.